Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Glad you tuned in today. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air around the Super Talk Radio Network, online, wherever you may be listening. Well, we're just glad you're with us. Got a good show for you today. Going to be talking to Scott Watkins here momentarily from the Biloxi Sun-Herald. A lot of Southern Miss football news. A little basketball news as well, and also we're going to preview the West of the Sun Belt Football League. Only Kelly Sander could attract a tsunami to Hawaii. Kelly is in Hawaii, experienced that last night, and we're going to talk to him later in the program. Opening segment of the show is sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and we're broadcasting, of course, from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Oak Grove. Scott Watkins is an excellent sports writer, writes for the Biloxi Sun-Herald, makes regular appearances on our show, for which we're always grateful. Scott was at the Football Media Day yesterday on the Southern Miss campus. And before I get into any specifics with you, Scott, welcome back to the show. And your overall impression of the vibe at the media event yesterday, as we get really now close to football season.
Yeah, it seemed like the vibes were high. It seemed like there was a good plan from the coaches as far as, you know, coming in and talking to everybody, especially from Coach Huff, knew exactly what he was going to talk about. Spent a lot of time on nutrition, on the state of his guys, you know, health wise. You know, mentioned that this was the first time in his career that he's gone into a fall camp with everyone healthy. So he's excited about that. So that was the vibe, just having everybody and having fit bodies around to work with.
All right. I pulled this from something you posted this morning. Coach Huff spoke about the importance of not being a portal mercenary ship. What do you think he meant by that?
So that was not a quote from Coach Huff. That was me editorializing what he said. But that's basically what he was saying, is that he didn't want to create some kind of an environment where you're just shuffling guys in and out, trying to get as many wins as possible all at once. Instead, reiterating that this was kind of a different offseason. This was a very unique offseason. He just wanted to take advantage of the tools that he had as a coach to get the roster that he wanted to get in. This is not going to be the norm. So it is important to him that everybody becomes one team. You got guys from the West Coast, you got guys from way up north, you got guys from the East Coast. They're all coming down to Hattiesburg. Mm-hmm. They all have to be one team, and almost half, on the other, about a third of this group just arrived, like in the last week. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot of meshing that you got to come together. But yeah, that was me editorializing it, but that's basically what I gathered.
Okay, but you did point out there's 65 new players, or 65 players on the roster whose careers began at other D1 schools. So a two-point question. That's what Coach Huff was saying is not going to be the ordinary. I think I understood you to say that. And did he express what degree of a challenge it is to get 65 new kids all on the same page?
I don't know if he expressed the difficulties of it, but he did kind of walk through the plan a little bit. He talked about how right down to how they assign lockers in the locker room. They force guys that are not in even remotely similar position groups to sit next to each other. Different backgrounds, they have to sit next to each other. They do it very intentionally to get everybody together. They take guys out, they go paintball, they go out to eat, they go barbecues and whatnot. They just spent the summer doing as many things as they possibly could outside of football. And so now that when they get on the field, they're hoping for better cohesiveness. Mm-hmm. That's kind of just part of the plan, and that's what he talked about.
Right. Scott, what do you think is going to be the big difference that people see in this football team and what they've seen over the last two or three seasons here?
Yeah, man, quarterback. That's going to be night and day.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be brand new to first generation Southern Miss fans that just became Southern Miss fans like in the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a new thing for them to experience. This is one of the best quarterbacks in the group of five, group of six, group of four, whatever it is now. As long as he has an offensive line that can keep him safe, he's going to be good. He's going to be one of the better ones in the Sun Belt, and that's going to be the reason why Southern Miss is going to be competitive in the West.
Okay, now I understand there are 15 new offensive linemen on the roster. I don't know if Coach Huff discussed that or not, but one of the big keys to Braylon Braxton, whether he's going to be successful or not, is going to be that offensive line.
Yeah, and, you know, Huff did speak a whole lot about it. They have in the past, though, especially in the spring, where they talked about moving guys around, seeing where their best fit was, and just working towards figuring out what everybody is best at. Not what the best fit is, not what the best front five is, not in the spring, but figuring out where everybody was best at. And I think that second piece this fall is what you're going to see now. They're going to see what the best five is. They're going to see which five gel together the most. I would say, you know, it's not going to get much worse. I mean, I don't know how it can get worse from what we've seen the last few years.
No, that was just an absolute knife in the rib cage of the football team the last three or four years. And Huff strikes me as being very old school. Old school coaches place a big, big emphasis on their O-line, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And he is old school. I mean, the first thing I think of is disciplinary. That is him to a T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely no question about that. Did any of the coordinators get an opportunity to talk? Have you talked to either of the coordinators, Scott?
All three of them spoke. Yeah, all three of them spoke yesterday.
What did you get out of that? Let's start with Blake Anderson. What do you think will be the approach offensively of the football team?
Yeah, so he's really excited because, you know, he's called plays throughout his career, but he's called plays as a head coach from the sideline. So he's excited about sitting upstairs and getting the full view and calling plays from up there. They're stressing every time that Blake has spoken to us, he stressed that there's not, you know, any type of one identity as far as just what the play calling tendencies are going to be that they're going to thrust upon the team. They're going to take what they can get. But what will be the same, you know, game to game, drive to drive, is they're going to spread the ball. They're going to spread the field. They're going to use every inch of it, whether that's vertical or horizontal. They're going to use a number of different wide receivers. They've got a number of different running backs as long as that group stays healthy. And they're going to use everybody. And they're just going to take whatever the defense gives them. Anderson, I know that I have had a lot of questions. I think the question that I've gotten the most is, you know, how will the styles of Blake Anderson and Charles Huff kind of mesh? They are kind of taking it pretty loosely. I mean, it's just whatever we can do with the guys that we have, that's what we're going to do.
Right. Defensively, what did you gather? Is it going to be an attack defense, more of a bend but don't break type of defense? What was your observation there?
Yeah, I mean that's the big question. You know, there's a lot of unknowns. They talked about how much they like the defensive line, especially Jason Seymour did. So they're really excited about that group. I did ask, you know, what exactly they're looking for at all these positions, and one thing that kind of stood out when Jason answered that question was the nickel. And he talked about how hard it is to get the exact player that he wants for that position. because that is the number one most important position is 4-2-5, and he believes that Ian Foster is that guy. Mm-hmm. He thinks Ian Foster is a very good nickel, a very good fit. And so that's, if you're a Southern Miss fan, that's great news. And then he's a big fan of Chris Jones right there in the middle, and he thinks he has very athletic edge rushers. So the pieces are there. Of course, they're deep in the secondary as well with Josh Moten out there. So the pieces are there, and I think for me personally, I'm honestly more excited about seeing the defense play than I am the offense.
Right. And last question for this segment, the opener obviously against an SEC school, big challenge, right?
Yeah, Huff is excited about it. He did mention that he wished it wasn't week one. But yeah, that is a hell of a way to begin your career. You host Mississippi State. I mean, that's fantastic. But I don't think anybody in administration would want any other way.
No, I think it's going to be an exciting day. I think it's going to be a packed out crowd, and I just think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful that Mississippi State's coming here to play football. Message to the other school up north. Everybody should be playing one another. All right, when we come back, we're going to hold Scott over. Got to talk to him about some basketball news I saw on his feed and get his observations about the Western Division of the Sun Belt Football League. Still to come, too, Kelly Sanders survived the tsunami. We're going to find out how later in the show.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. Of course, Campus Bookmart sponsors the second segment of our program every day. CampusBookmart.net on Hardy Street, where you can find a great selection anytime of Southern Miss apparel. Be sure you check them out. Also, want to thank our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are beautiful luxury vehicles. Their new showroom on Highway 98 West is state-of-the-art stuff. Stop by and take a look at it today and check out a Genesis. We think you're in the market for a fine car, you'll certainly like Genesis. Scott Watkins writes for the Biloxi Sun-Herald, does a great job down there, and a regular contributor to our show. I'm going to get onto this other subject matter in just a second, but I'm going to go back real quickly to Southern Miss specifically. Scott, you and I were talking off-air, and apparently you agree with all of us here on the Eagle Hour is that You look at the opening of the season, Mississippi State here, Jackson State here, going to be big crowds, lots of excitement, a lot of fun. Then the third game of the year, three straight games to start out the season in the Rock. Another team that calls their stadium the Rock will be here on the third weekend, and that's App State. And I think you agree with us, that right there will be the game probably more than any in the first half of the year that'll tell a lot about this Southern Miss football team.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, that third game so often is it's the biggest tell-all game for any G5 team. That App State game, that's a Mountaineer program. That is not what it was before. They are a 5-8 win type team. And that's what you're kind of looking for out of this Southern Miss team. You're trying to get back into that mix, trying to get into a bowl game again. So you play an App State team that has had a lot of shuffle over the last few years. New head coach this year. That's going to be very telling, I think, not just for Southern Miss, but the other side of it. The people in Boone, they're looking at that game the exact same way because they played Marshall last year. And this is very similar. This is a very similar situation. So you're going to have two teams that are playing for essentially the same thing.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really important game. And I think that's going to be a very entertaining game as well. I think those are two schools that their programs mirror each other in quite a number of ways, right down to the color of the uniforms and the name of the stadium. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, App State, that's really – obviously, I think it's exciting to have Mississippi State come here to open the season. It's been a number of years since that happened. I think Dak Prescott was quarterbacking Mississippi State the last time they played in the Rock. So, it's, you know, kudos to MSU for their willingness to come down here. All right, let's look at the West. And, you know, the sweetheart pick is Louisiana. I'm a little surprised to see, I believe you told me you were a Troy graduate. I was a little surprised to see that Troy not getting as much love as normally. But right now, how do you see that division shaping up? Or are there just so many uncertainties, Scott, that it's just a wild prediction to try to figure out what's going to happen?
There are a lot of uncertainties. Louisiana last year preseason, that was my pick. I thought that team was as close to a Billy Napier era as they've been, and they've done a good job retaining things. The part that I disagree with on the preseason coaches poll is probably Texas State. I don't think that Texas State has the gunpowder that they had last year. I don't think they have the depth that they had last year. And they also disappointed. I mean, they had a ton of talent and just did not come anywhere near matching what that they could have done. So I'm not big on them. I like Louisiana. I like Arkansas State. I think Butch Jones has very slowly, for all that we've made fun of him over the years, he has very slowly, year over year, improved and stabilized that Red Wolves program. I think that Arkansas State is going to be very competitive at the top. And then I think it's going to be a dogfight in the middle. You're going to have Southern Miss in there. You're going to have South Alabama in there. You're going to have Troy in there.
Mm-hmm.
The Sun Belt, as you know, it is a mess. It is an absolute cluster, and that's where it's going to be.
I never thought I'd say this, but I sort of think the dark horse in the league is Arkansas State.
Yeah, I mean, that they have probably the most exciting quarterback, you know, between Braylon Braxton and Jalen Rayner. The Sun Belt West is spoiled. I mean, those two guys are just dynamic. They are incredible athletes. You got Jalen Rayner at quarterback. You have a chance to win every game that you're going to play.
Yeah, and that's where it all begins. All right, let's switch gears for just a moment. Pensacola Bay Center, November 22nd and 23rd, news breaking that Southern Miss will be in a four-team basketball tournament with North Florida, Prairie View, A&M, and UT Martin. I thought you summed it up well when you told me Southern Miss just looking for some early games, because here again, Scott, is another team, and it's not just Southern Miss. I mean, this is sports-wide. Here's another team with virtually a new roster.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This is a good event because you get an event that the other three teams, they're all pretty much the exact same level outside of Prairie View. Prairie View kind of hangs around the very bottom mm-hmm. of D1 basketball. But these other three teams, last year, KenPom-wise, they were all pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good opportunity for Southern Miss. And I can't remember. I've seen bits and pieces. I've seen Southern Miss pop up in other people's schedules. I can't remember which ones. But what I do remember is that it's shaped up to be a tough schedule. At least the road trips are going to be pretty tough.
Yeah.
So this is a very good event. Where they can travel not too far, where they can play inside a building that they're going to play in at the end of the year, maybe. So this is a good chance for them.
I know the schedule's not out, but what we've heard, there are road trips at Vanderbilt, at LSU, at Miami.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's a pretty tough preseason on the road schedule right there. I guess some of that is to make money. But these teams that are going to be playing in Pensacola, different level of basketball. So you're going to get a real contrast of road teams. Three games here that you would think on paper the Golden Eagles could go compete and win this Pensacola tournament. The other three, pretty tough task, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I would think. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to schedule like that. I think it's Texas Southern under their head coach. They started doing this a few years ago, where they just gave themselves, I believe, the nation's number one toughest non-conference schedule, like 3 or 4 years in a row. I mean, they're going to Oregon. They're going to Indiana. I mean, mm-hmm. They're going to play Alabama. Mm-hmm. They're going to play Duke. Like, and this is like every week up until conference play. And the idea is that, you know, you're Texas Southern. You're not getting an at-large bid. Doesn't matter what games you win in December. Oh. But what matters is you play the best competition you can possibly play, and then all of a sudden you're playing against SWAC athletes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, it makes sense. I think there's a balance there, though. I mean, I don't think you want to do it to the point that your players are demoralized, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I agree totally.
Yeah. And that can happen. If you're a group of five school, you have to kind of gauge that. I think if, in fact, I'm pretty sure it's true, Vanderbilt, LSU, Miami, I'm not saying that you've crossed that line, but boy, you're challenging your kids in road games like that, because, as you know, in college basketball, probably more than any other sport, Scott, it just seems like winning on the road is very, very hard.
Yes, absolutely. College basketball especially. I mean, there's just so many things involved there. The crowd is so close to you. You got to call plays. You got to call plays to somebody who's 30 feet away, and you can't even hear your own self speak. And so it is very intimidating. It's very tough to win on the road and in college hoops. But it's a good opportunity for Southern Miss. And I think, you know, as far as just balancing out, you know, you've got the midseason or the early season tournament here, and that gives Southern Miss a chance to play games that they can win.
Yeah, and we were talking about this on the show earlier this week. You know, it's a new era for women's basketball here. It's a crucial year, I think it's fair to say, for Jay Ladner. And collectively, you know, kind of give our listeners in the last minute here kind of an understanding of what financially it could mean to the athletic department if both of these teams could develop into postseason NCAA tournament caliber teams.
Yeah, well, it would be quite the boon. I mean, just getting to the tournament is a big bonus. It's a big you get a chunk of money that you weren't going to get before.
Right.
James Madison, you know, they win a tournament game, and it's not just them that gets the money. It gets distributed throughout the conference. It's extra money there. So if both are NCAA tournament teams and just one of them wins a first round game, that is huge for those programs.
We can always hope, right, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, thanks. You do a great job covering Southern Miss down on the Gulf Coast. I really do appreciate every time you come on the show, man. We'll have you back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Scott Watkins, everybody, from the Biloxi Sun-Herald. And, again, that paper has done such a good job in covering Southern Miss athletics, far better than the Hattiesburg American. That's hard to believe, but it's, I think, true. Scott Watkins. All right, Kelly Santer survived the tsunami in Hawaii last night. We're not sure to what degree he is responsible for that. We're going to talk to Kelly from the state of Hawaii next on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Scott Watkins. Good interview there, and a lot of good information from that young sports writer from down on the coast. So remember, basketball tournament announced just this week. North Florida, Prairie View, Southern Miss, UT Martin. The week of Thanksgiving, November 22nd and 23rd at the Pensacola Bay Center, of course, in Pensacola. All right, third segment of the show is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, which is a great place for lunch, great place for dinner, great place to catch all the big games. That's because they're always on TV. MCS Home Center in Bellevue, 7329 US 98 West in Hattiesburg, is the go-to place for home improvement, home remodeling, carpeting, painting, garden supplies, lawn supplies. And happy to say that we will be there the Thursday of opening week football. We will be at MCS Home Center with a couple of Southern Miss football players that are going to be there, including Braylon Braxton, is our understanding. So we're going to give you a rundown. The football remotes are piling up rapidly, as my next guest will be happy to hear. And this is my brother and my friend, Kelly Santer, who is vacationing with his family in Hawaii. And only Kelly Santer, could go to Hawaii and attract a tsunami. What have you done, Kelly?
Well, now that everyone is safe and nobody's been hurt, I can joke that the tsunami was caused by me jumping off of our charter boat yesterday. it was kind of ironic, really, that literally 10 minutes after I jumped off the boat, the tsunami warnings hit the telephones.
I wonder why.
And I told everybody, I said, okay, that's it. I'm going on a diet when I get back to Hattiesburg. But it was really alarming because sirens were going off every hour on the hour for about 8 hours yesterday, and there's no way that they can determine how big these waves are because there are no buoys out in the middle of the ocean. There are buoys along shores, but of course the waves in the middle of the ocean are going to be much bigger than they are on the shore. So it was a little bit unnerving, and as I look out where I'm looking right now, I'm probably a quarter of a mile from the beach, and you just didn't know. There was just no way to know what to expect, but by the grace of God, everything was good.
You and I started exchanging some text messages last night when those warnings came out, and you sounded, I took from that, you were a little concerned at one point.
Well, I mean, like I said, the sirens were going off like crazy, and which their civil defense, here works well. And, of course, all the TV stations were really playing this up big. And, of course, the back of my mind was going, those of us that have lived in Mississippi have been through numerous hurricane threats where, again, by the grace of God, they just didn't turn out to be near as serious as they could have been. And that was the case here. But then you've always got the people that tried to write out Hurricane Katrina thinking, oh, well, this isn't going to be a big thing. And it wound up being a really big thing. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit unnerving. And my daughter is staying at a hotel down right on Waikiki, and she and some friends of hers. So I wanted to make sure they were okay. And there was no way I could get to her because all the roads were jammed. Mm-hmm. But everything's good. And, but hopefully be back at work on Monday and getting ready for some Southern Miss football.
Will there be any repercussions for you creating this alarming situation yesterday? Have the authorities talked to you at this point?
Well, thank goodness the Russians, there was an earthquake off the coast of Russia, so I think they're blaming that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. Thank goodness. But it was really cool. A turtle watched yesterday, and I mean, all kinds of turtles and sea life, and it was Hawaii is spectacular. I've never been. My niece lives here, mm-hmm. and been here for 13 years, mm-hmm. and been just about everywhere. And Hawaii to the west coast is like the Caribbean is to a lot of us on the east coast. It's just easier to get down to the Caribbean than get all the way over here to Hawaii. I mean, you're a 5-hour flight from Los Angeles. You're literally out here in the middle of nowhere, but it's worth it if you ever get out here.
Right. Well, our mutual friend Marshant Kenny was on the show yesterday, and he said he could visualize you at a pool in your swimming suit with one of those tropical drinks and about 10 little umbrellas coming out. Has anything like that occurred?
Yeah, all of that is accurate, except even though I had my swimsuit on, nobody knew that I had it on. The rest of my body kind of overlaps.
Oh, I see.
Which is really TMI, and really nothing people that close to the lunch hour there in Mississippi want to deal with. But you know, the University of Hawaii out here, Solomon Landrum from Summerall High School, was a long snapper for the uh-huh. Warriors, the Rainbow Warriors, for the last 3 or 4 years. So I mean, even out here, there are Mississippi ties. It's
sure
amazing.
I know, because you and I have known each other a long time. You seem to have this ability when you're traveling. You run into Southern Miss people. Have you run into any Golden Eagles on this trip?
I have not. I've run into some Iowa people, and I you know, argued with them about their hats that had mm-hmm. the Iowa Hawkeye logo on it.
We should sue them.
Yeah, I said, you know, you guys stole that from us, and don't get a farmer fired up about the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Not a good idea, huh?
No, not at all. But also, you know, Senator Daniel Inouye, who the airport here in Honolulu is named after, and we learned this from one of our remotes, Bob, down at the museum at Camp Shelby. Senator Inouye did his training at Camp Shelby before World War II.
Uh-huh.
And he was a U.S. senator here from, you know, for almost 30 years. And like I said, the airport's named after him. So, and some of the people in Honolulu did not even realize that Daniel Inouye did his training at Camp Shelby. So it really is a small world when you think about it. And if you're looking for it, it's amazing how small the world is.
Have you run into Dano or any of the guys with Hawaii 5-0, Kelly?
No, but and you will appreciate this, being as old as I am. I got a picture of the hotel that Jack Lord stood on top of. You remember the old opening of the Hawaii 5-0?
Absolutely,
67 to 79, and he would turn around and and they would freeze his face there in the opening of the show. I got a picture of the hotel right where he stood.
You need to go up there where he was, Kelly, and give us the Kelly Santa version of that scene right there. Can you do that?
Well, I think the building is so old now, they're a little bit worried a person of my size might
come on.
The roof might.
Well, now speaking indirectly of that, I also know that your niece, who you're visiting with out there, and you've got some of your kids out there with you, her husband is a really renowned chef out in Hawaii, so... Knowing you as well as I do, something tells me you're taking advantage of that situation.
Well, the fish that you eat out here was swimming either that morning or the night before. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a big connoisseur of fish, which I really like fish, it melts in your mouth. And look, the only thing I would advise anybody that's going to Hawaii, and my niece, you know, to her credit, she said this too. She said, look, nothing is cheap out here. Because everything has to be, you know, shipped. So you really can't do Hawaii on a budget. Okay. I mean, you might be able to get some hotel rooms reasonably, but the food and everything else is really expensive. So just keep that in mind. But that's also the good thing about her husband being a chef is we've eaten some of the very finest food on the island for nothing. So
this is your kind of trip.
They have taken a beating in that.
Well, this is like a bucket list trip for you, isn't it, Xander?
Oh, I mean, it's like I said, other than it's not easy to get here, really.
Uh-huh.
I mean, long airline flights, of course, which is never necessarily pleasant. But it's truly paradise. I mean, it's. Yeah. I'll show you some pictures when I get back.
Yeah, of course. Now, I got to ask you this question. I got to be careful how I say this in the last minute of this segment. But every picture I ever see of somebody coming into the airport in Hawaii, they get a lay. Did you,
Bob, are we going to talk about this on the air?
Did you get one when you got to the airport, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. I got laid right off the plane.
That's Kelly J. Sanner, and we will post his cell phone number on our...
L-E-I-D. L-E-I-D.
So that's true. That really happens, right?
Well, I got in at 10 o'clock at night, and of course, you know my history with women. My niece was the one that had to give
me... That woman would give you one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. They fleed. And I said, I'm not even wearing my bathing attire. And you're already...
you're already running.
That's right.
All right, my brother. I'm glad you're okay. You alarmed me a little bit last night. And my wife came in and said, man, there's a tsunami about to hit Hawaii. And, of course, we got interested in that because you were out there. But I'm glad you and your family are okay, brother. And you have a good trip. And we'll look forward to having you back here next week.
And I appreciate the support, too, from a lot of people from Hattiesburg, because you guys are 6 hours ahead of us here in Honolulu right now.
Yeah.
So a lot of you are up late, you know, worried about us. And that's what's so unique and cool about Mississippi, too, the love that's given, you know, to everybody.
All right, my man. Thanks. I'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Kelly Sander, everybody. Safe in Hawaii, we're very happy to say. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Really appreciate you being with us today. Don't you forget about our podcast. We know so many of you download that every day, every month, every week. We're really grateful to you. You can always find the podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or simply play Alexa or Siri, ask Siri or Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Be sure you ask for it like that, and it will be there for you. Hey, don't forget about the Pine Belt News. It's a go-to source for news and information here in the Pine Belt. Sports coverage as well, written by Andrew Abity. You can enjoy their other publication, Signature Magazine, as well. You can get the Pine Belt News delivered to your home. You can get the Pine Belt News, sorry for that distraction, delivered to your home for just $35 a year or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest or Lamar counties. You can follow the Pine Belt News on all social media platforms as well. You can visit their website at hubcityspokes.com. DBAT is a great sponsor of the Eagle Hour. They sponsor the last segment of every day's show, and they're just wonderful people down there. Luke Reynolds manages the place. It's on Hardy Street. It is a state-of-the-art training facility for baseball and softball for adults, for kids. They can make everybody's game better. And if you're an adult, no matter what your sport is, they have trainers down there that can help you maximize your physical ability and be the very best that you can be in your sport. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank our good friends at Southern Bank Corp. They sponsor our studio broadcast every day. And it's the Oak Grove studio in which we distribute this show around the network. And we couldn't do it without them. So we're very grateful for Daniel Stewart and Chris and all the great guys down at Southern Bank Corp. And encourage you, if you have some banking business upcoming, you should make Southern Bank Corp. A big part of that plan. All right, a little baseball news to share with you. Always happy to do that. And congratulations to Michael Fowler. The right-handed pitcher from Southern Miss just signed a free agent deal with the Milwaukee Brewers. Fowler was signed by the organization after spending some time this summer with the Mississippi Mud Monsters, in which he appeared in 7 games. He had a 2-1 record and a 1.93 ERA. He threw 9 1/3 innings and struck out 15 with only one walk, allowed only 4 hits and just a couple of runs in 9 1/3 innings. So good for him. He spent his final collegiate season here in Hattiesburg after playing for both LSU and Tulane. He appeared in 10 games as a Golden Eagle. He had no record, but he had a 9.39 ERA, 7 2/3 innings. He fanned 9 and walked 8. His longest stint for Southern Miss was a 2-inning performance in which he fanned a season-high 4 and walked 1 while not allowing a run or a hit against South Alabama. He is the 5th Golden Eagle from this past season's squad to sign a professional contract. J.B. Middleton, of course, a second-round draft choice to the Colorado Rockies. Jake Cook, a third-round draft choice to the Toronto Blue Jays. Nick Monastir picked up by the Houston Astros in the fourth round, and Landon Payne was an 18th round selection by the Chicago White Sox. All have signed to play professionally after being taken in the Major League draft. And, of course, Michael Fowler just getting his free agent deal, so good for him. Football season just around the corner. This show is going to be very busy. August the 27th, that is the Wednesday before the opening of football, we'll be doing a special show from Heritage Firearms here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Big, beautiful firearm store, ammunition, rifles, shotguns, pistols, handguns, everything you want, you'll find it at Heritage Firearms. The next day, on the 28th, we're going to be joining Hank Lott and those wonderful people out at the MCS Home Center. Understand that Braylon Braxton is going to be joining us for the broadcast and some other football players as well. It'll be a great opportunity for you to come meet the new quarterback of the Golden Eagles, and he is a very personable, very nice kid. We think that you'll have a really good time meeting him. And then the Friday before the opening kickoff with the Mississippi State, a special two-hour Eagle Hour from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Hattiesburg, and we're going to invite everybody to come down and join us for all those remotes. We're going to be doing a remote pretty much every Friday before football season. We've already got other football remotes scheduled at Century First Federal Credit Union on Hardy Street, where they're opening up a brand-new facility. Genesis of Hattiesburg, right up the road from us. We cannot wait to spend some time with Kevin and Mr. Grubbs. And also, we're going to be traveling over to Bocoma Casino to do a pre-football remote later in the season in Sandersville at that great casino. So we're looking forward to what's going to be a very busy fall. Very exciting time. Very exciting time for all Southern Miss football fans as everybody anxiously awaits this new era of football, new coaches, as we heard earlier in the show, 65 new players on the team that started careers at different schools, and now they're all gathering here in Hattiesburg to become Golden Eagles. All right, Kelly will be back Monday. Andrew as well. I got the show the rest of this week, but we're going to do our best to keep you informed and entertained. And as always, thank you very, very much for listening. Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.